Chris Knight,
the younger brother of Phil.
So tell me some rock and roll stories.
Oh, Mum, you have to say them.
When Phil was at Onslow and first started playing in the band, John and Tom came to Onslow at the last year, so those three got together and there was one other guy. Phil was so shy that he used to play with his back to the audience, and so you'd never imagine that he'd be into this sort of thing.
And you're a maths teacher, Mum, and Phil was struggling with a sixth form certificate, wasn't he?
Right,
and
yes.
You were getting on his case, and he said, "Oh, it doesn't matter, Mum. I'm going to be a rock star when I grow up."
Yes.
Well, I'm Tom Larkin, and I think rather incredibly for the particular concert I'm watching at the moment, I'm 93 years old, and I've gone through a whole series of enthusiasms, starting with jazz in my youth and singers like Bing Crosby. On to the more gentle forms of folk music, and then a lot of enthusiasm for Bob Dylan and Jodie Collins and a lot of the lovely young women who were singing at that time. And subsequently, perforce, I've become interested in heavy rock, and I've seen my son grow from an earnest drummer influenced by the drumming styles of the Sado Island drummers in Japan, to a flat-out heavy rock drummer who was, I think, one of the best around. And I've been accustomed in recent years to coming to all of Sheehart's concerts, and I love the spectacle of it all. I love the surging crowds around the stage. And then, in the end, I love the whole total experience and the force and energy of the performance. And all in all, at 93, I hope I'll still be spared to enjoy it a bit more in the future.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
We're talking to Mike Toogood.
And who?
Jonathan's father.
And so did you support him wanting to become a musician?
All the time.
He's always loved music and anything to do with records, and being a bit of an exhibitionist, used to play to the class, so I think we always knew.
They're still as good as ever, they really are. Yeah, they should be millionaires with the way they play.
Fantastic, as always. No, it was awesome. Just they're really tight. Yes.
And how much has Carl changed since he was a boy back in high school?
He's just grown up. Got bigger, and he's always been a beautiful voice, so, and he still is. Yeah.
And did you have a favourite song tonight?
I like the opening set. I like the opening set. Brightest Star, and then into My Mind's at Eight. Yeah, I love that. I use both those songs in my aerobic classes, my boxing classes, yeah. Very fast. No one can keep up with me.